And now the mighty deed is done. On the cross. On the cross. The battle fought, the victory won, on the cross. On the cross. To heaven he turns triumphant eyes. 'Tis finished now, the conqueror cries. Then bows his sacred head and dies. On the cross. On the cross. From verse 46, we read again from Matthew chapter 27. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God the Son, forsaken in his hour of greatest need by God the Father. The age-old question, why? Typical of the sinful depths of fallen humanity, as if to shut him off from the prying eyes. The Heavenly Father shrouded him in total darkness. The sun refused to shine. And God the Father dealt with him, God the Son, on the sin question. The Son cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me, leaving me helpless, forsaking me in my hour of need? The eyes of the holy God could not look upon one so holy, one who was being saturated with the pollution of eons of sin, and my sin and yours. Not only could he not look, he would also not let us look. The tempest's awful voice was heard, O Christ, it broke on thee. Thine open bosom was my ward. It bore the storm for me. His the wormwood and the gall. His the curse. He bore it all. His the bitter cry of pain when our sins he did sustain. Yes, God the Son was forsaken by God the Father, that the children of God, the Christians, would never be forsaken. Lo, I am with you always. I will never leave thee. These are the promises he gives us. And from 2 Corinthians, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you, he will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Yes, he bore the wrath and the storm, the judgment. He bore the agony, the blows of Calvary, even this blow of desertion, that you and I might be liberated. Then that you and I might be set free, that you and I might, by the grace of God through faith in the Son of God, be partakers of his gift of eternal life, and have salvation, eternal life, a home in heaven with him forevermore. We've been using a hymn entitled, Behold the Lamb of God, and the fifth verse goes this way, but now he's risen, ascended, crowned on the throne, high, heaven's highest place for him is found, on the throne, on the throne. Our hearts we low and worship bow, and join as one to hail him now. Worthy, O Lamb of God, art thou on the throne, on the throne. Yes, friend of mine, he died on the cross, but being a resurrected Christ, he's now on the throne. He's there for Christians to worship. He's there for guilty rebels, lost sinners, to come and with all their guilt and need throw themselves at his mercy, plead their guilt, accept him as Savior, and go on their way rejoicing as the possessors of eternal life. Do one or the other today. Christians, bow in worship. Unsaved, trust him for eternal life. Amen.